This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are going to start our weekly wrap, a segment, by the way, officially titled The Weekly Wrap of Wall Street and Beyond, actually on Wall Street today. To do it, we've got Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post, also John Carney. He is from The Wall Street Journal. They are in our New York studios. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So, John, we're going to start with you. And as I said, we're going to start on Wall Street. A couple of big tech IPOs I want to run by you. Match of Match.com and also Square of Jack Dorsey and Twitter, Square. There was some speculation that those companies had sort of underperformed or gone into the IPO sort of lowballing themselves, if you will. What is, in your considered Wall Street opinion, the state of the IPO market today?
I think what we saw is actually it's pretty strong. I mean, the numbers have initially came in, you know, that their offering prices.
Right, they priced themselves low, yeah.
Right, came in lower than people expected, but those stocks got bid up, especially Square, you know, rose really high very quickly. And, so people are still excited, I guess, about love and money.
And money maybe can buy a love, but that's a whole different deal. Catherine,
absolutely.
Go ahead. Yeah. Catherine, go ahead, John.
Sorry. One of the things I was going to say is that a lot of people may have had the misimpression that the company, that especially Square, had dropped in value by a lot. If you look at actually, though, how many shares they have kind of set aside dedicated to their employees,
yeah,
it's actually a much bigger company than people thought in terms of what their actual stock market cap is.
Catherine, let me ask you the bigger picture question, which is we're on the tail end. That's going to be pejorative. This recovery has been going on for a long time, 5.5, 6-something years. Are we paying too much attention to these technology stocks and the market that's getting too long in the tooth?
Are we paying too much attention
to
them?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on who you're talking about. There have been a lot of concerns over time that low interest rates, for example, have inflated other asset values that we've seen.
Yep.
Or low interest rates, amongst other things, may be driving up mm-hmm. other asset values. And that's a concern. We saw a little bit of a correction earlier this year.
Yep.
I mean, if we're talking about the state of the macroeconomy, I generally don't focus so much on what's happening in the markets, particularly equity markets.
Absolutely.
I think what matters a whole lot more, both from sort of a kitchen table perspective and probably what economists pay attention to, is whether people are getting jobs. You know, what's going on with the prices of consumer goods? What's going on with the prices of production?
Right.
That much more so than equity markets.
So let us do a macroeconomic gut check here then, Catherine. With jobs coming back, with no inflation on the table, how do you think the average person in this economy feels today?
Still not great. The economy has improved a lot over the last 6 years. We're technically at an unemployment rate of 5%, mm-hmm. which is really, really low. But if you look at the survey data, while consumers are maybe a little bit more optimistic than they used to be, they're still not looking so, you know, they're still not mm-hmm. looking up, basically. There was a survey that came out, I think, this week or last week that asked whether the economy was still in a recession. And like 75% of people still said yes, which surprised me.
John, same question to you, right? What's the gut check from you?
I think people are traumatized from the financial crisis. It took a generation for people to get over the Great Depression. We didn't go into a Great Depression. Hopefully the sort of traumatic effect that our Great Recession had on people won't last as long. But when people experience really bad economic downturns and financial crashes and see that all of their assets plummet in value, their house prices, it takes a while for that kind of fear to go away. And I think that's what's behind the idea of like people still thinking we're in a recession, because they just don't feel secure, because they found out in 2008 and 2009 that, you know, the economy can crash.
Well, and their wages haven't recovered either.
Well, exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. That's the big thing. And that actually took a much more negative turn than I had intended on this Friday afternoon. But, you know, the news is what the news is. John Carney from The Wall Street Journal, Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Scott.
Have a great weekend.
You too.